Chapter 6. Sophie's Great Idea. Outside the cave, the giants started to shout, and Sophie could hear their loud footsteps.
"What's happening?" Sophie cried.
"The giants are running to other countries to eat people," the BFG said. He put Sophie in his pocket, then he walked quickly to the stone door and pulled it open. Sophie looked out and she saw all 9 giants running past.
"Where are you going tonight?" shouted the BFG.
"England," they answered. "We'd like to eat some nice English children."
The giants were moving very fast, and in a few seconds, Sophie could not see them anymore.
"Oh no," she cried. "We have to stop them."
"We can't do anything," the BFG said. He sat down on a large rock. Then he took Sophie out of his pocket and put her down next to him.
"Every night I sit on this rock. I think about the hungry giants and I feel so sad for the people," he said. "But I can't stop the giants because I'm so small. I'm only 7 meters tall."
"How many people will they eat tonight?" Sophie asked.
"Many," answered the BFG sadly.
"That's terrible," Sophie cried. "I hate those horrible giants."
The sun was low in the sky. It was nearly dark, and they sat quietly together on the rock. After a while, Sophie stood up suddenly.
"I've got an idea,"
she cried excitedly.
"Let's go to the Queen of England. She's very kind and important, and she'll be able to stop those horrible giants."
The BFG looked down at Sophie sadly.
"She won't believe you because people don't believe that giants are real. If you tell her, she'll laugh and say, 'What a funny story.'"
"She will believe us," cried Sophie, "because we aren't going to tell her about the giants. We'll show them to her in a dream."
"That's an even sillier idea. Dreams are fun, but nobody believes them," the BFG said. "You might believe them at night, but when you wake up, you say, 'That wasn't real. It was only a dream.'"
"Don't worry about that," said Sophie. "I've got a plan. First, I need to ask you a very important question. Can you make a dream about anything in the world?"
"Yes, anything,"
the BFG said happily.
"Can you make a dream about me flying in a bath, for example?"
"I can," the BFG said.
"But how can you do that?" Sophie asked. "Do you already have that dream in one of your bottles?"
"No, of course I don't. But it's like making a cake," the BFG said. "I have millions of dreams, and I can mix them together to make new dreams. I have dreams about baths. I have dreams about people like you. And I have dreams about flying. If I mix them together, I'll quickly get a dream that you're flying in a bath."
"That's great," said Sophie. "Do you have dreams about the Queen?"
"Lots of them,"
the BFG said.
"And do you have dreams about giants?"
"Of course, but
How does that help us? Asked the BFG.
I want you to make a dream and blow it into the Queen's bedroom. I want her to dream that 9 terrible giants are running to England in the night. Then they take little children from their beds and eat them. When the giants' stomachs are full, they run back to giant country, and no one can find them there.
Is that the end of the dream? The BFG asked.
No, it isn't. Tell the Queen that there's a big, friendly giant, and he knows the way to giant country. Then she can send her soldiers there to catch the giants. At the end of the dream, there's a little girl called Sophie, and she's sitting at the Queen's bedroom window. When the Queen wakes up, she'll think, that was a very bad dream. But then she'll open her eyes, and what will she see?
I don't know. What will she see? The BFG asked.
She'll see me. I will sit at her window in real life.
But how will you get there? The BFG said.
You are going to put me there, Sophie said. It's very important that I'm there. If the Queen dreams about me and then she sees me, she will believe her dream.
What a clever idea! Cried the BFG excitedly.
That's right, said Sophie. Then we'll tell her that her soldiers must go to giant country and stop the giants. They mustn't eat any more children.